Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into the final few days of 2020, and I'd like to remind you that we will be closed here at the Extension Office on Thursday, New Year's Eve, and Friday, New Year's Day. We will reopen on the 4th of January and invite you to join us in 2021 for new and exciting programs. We thank you for joining us on the journey in 2020 as we did shift a lot of programs in the way they were delivered and how we were able to reach people. And we thank you for your support in the last year. And of course, we wish you and yours the best in 2021. One of the first things that I do when I get ready to get rid of the old year and bring in the new is switch out my calendar. Here in the office, I've got one of our Extension Garden calendars hanging on the wall. It's always fun to look at the tasks that they recommend as we get into these winter months. As we close out December, our ISU Garden calendar recommends putting ferns on pebble trays to increase humidity, a great option for many houseplants. If you have houseplants that enjoy high humidity locations, clustering them together in one area and putting them on a pebble tray that you keep moist is a great way to keep those indoor houseplants happy as we get into sometimes a very dry time of year with our indoor heating sources running all the time. With our snowfall that we had yesterday, a very timely reminder to gently remove heavy snow from evergreen boughs. In most cases, the wet snow will not damage them, but if you have very heavy wet snow and your shrubs are flopping over due to the weight of that snow, it can cause damage to small trees and shrubs, so you just want to gently shake the snow from branches or carefully brush it off with a broom. Obviously, you don't want to shake too vigorously or you will contribute to the damage of those trees. Also, some reminders in our December calendar to avoid wetting the leaves of African violets when you're watering these popular house plants. And in general, African violets do like to be kept on the drier side, so a light watering occasionally will be just fine for these popular indoor plants. As we switch to our January calendar, some tips and reminders on recycling your Christmas tree and how to dispose of that. Also a reminder to inspect any trees and shrubs for rabbit damage. Another good reminder there, as rabbits can commonly cause damage, especially when we have heavy snow cover on the ground. If you did put rabbit fencing around your trees and shrubs in preparing your lawn for winter, you may want to check that rabbit fencing to make sure that it's tall enough that they haven't walked over the top of it. If you didn't put rabbit fencing up, now might be a great time to check some of your perennial plants, trees, and shrubs in your yard to see if they have any damage after this last snow, and maybe take opportunity of some warmer temperatures next week to add a little extra protection before we head into the rest of the winter months. If you don't have a 2021 garden calendar, we do still have several of those available here at the Extension office. They are available for purchase for $7 a piece, and they do feature 12 months of native plants, including bloodroot, bluebells, prairie smoke, burr oak, witch hazel, winterberry, and others, in full-page photos each month, along with monthly tips that provide those timely information and reminders for fruits, vegetables, lawn care, tree, shrub, houseplants, and more. So again, that Iowa Native Plants 2021 Garden Calendar, always a great resource, and we do have a few here if you did not get that purchased yet this year. Something else to consider this time of year, if you're planning on putting de-icing salts on your lawn or near your lawn and landscape, you may want to try a few of these tips from our yard and garden experts to minimize damage. First of all, before applying the salt, wait until precipitation has ended and remove as much of the snow and ice as possible. You should use de-icing salts only at rates sufficient to loosen ice and snow, then remove that loosened ice and snow with a shovel. Do not apply the de-icing salts at the much higher rate that is needed to completely melt ice and snow, especially if this location you're trying to de-ice is near sensitive plants. To help the de-icing salts go further, you can mix them with abrasive material such as sand or kitty litter. 50 pounds of sand mixed with a pound of salt works quite effectively. You also want to avoid piling any of that snow and ice that has been melted with salt around the base of your trees and shrubs. Especially important to remember if you have perennial plants lining your walkways, you don't want to just shovel all of that snow and ice that contains salt directly around the roots of those plants. If you have done that in the past and seen damage, or if you live near a major roadway that gets heavy salt application, you may want to take note of where that heavy salt application is happening, and as soon as the ground thaws in early spring, you want to heavily water any of those areas where salt accumulated over the winter. A thorough soaking will help flush the salt from the root zone of the plants and may save those plants. You can also look into planting salt-tolerant tree species. Those include bur oak, northern red oak, honey locust, northern catalpa, Kentucky coffee tree, horse chestnut, mugo pine, and eastern red cedar for salt-tolerant tree species. For more information on taking care of your outdoor and indoor landscapes, as well as a list of upcoming informational webinars and events through Extension as we get into the new year, I invite you to, again, follow us on Facebook, check out our Cass County Extension website, give our office a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. From all of us here at the Extension office, thank you for your support in 2020. We look forward to continuing to serve you in 2021. Have a safe and happy New Year holiday. I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.